Now, just before we come to the questions, I'm very interested to ask each of you, since we have such a diverse range of skills and abilities here, what is the one thing, either a breakthrough, a development or a discovery, that you in your respective fields or otherwise would really like to see happen in 2019? So, Richard, let's start with you from a space perspective.
I would really like to see Virgin Galactic succeed in flying space tourists, or maybe even Richard Branson, into space properly. Just before Christmas, they managed 50 miles high in their test spacecraft. I hope they can keep doing this successfully, and so the whole space tourism market starts to take off. This is because, A, I have a bet with a friend that Virgin Galactic are going to do it, because he was convinced they're never going to do this. But also, the more companies that get involved in space, particularly these more innovative space plane type technologies, then that's going to really drive down the cost of access to space. So maybe one day we can all go into space.
I used to think I really wanted to go into space, but then since I met you and I've thought about it a lot more, I've lost the inclination.
Space is horrible. Really, really, really horrible. I mean, my favourite quote is from Star Trek, from McCoy in Star Trek. Space is disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence. Love
couldn't
that.
Couldn't put it better myself. Francesca, you work on things in space. You're an astrophysicist. So what would you like to see happening in the year ahead?
Well, if we're wishing for things, I would like to see one of the many experiments that are searching for the identity of dark matter come up with a positive signal, and then we might finally find out what it is.
Why does it actually matter that we understand this? If you know, we've existed, we have no problem existing in our cosmic neighbourhood, why do we need to know what this mysterious stuff is all about?
Well, firstly, because I really want to know, and I think a lot of other people feel the same way. There's just this real drive to uncover how the universe works. And secondly, on a more practical level, anything we can do that helps us uncover the laws of physics, I think is actually very likely to have technological applications that at this stage we could really only dream of.
Talking of brains and dreaming, terrible segue, I know, but Anna-Laura, anything you would like to see solved in 2019?
Right, yeah, good segue. So I'd like to see scientists use or harness social media in order to better identify adolescents who are at risk for mental health problems.
Why is this an issue, spotting them?
It's an issue spotting them because we don't really know what makes adolescents vulnerable to mental health disorders, and especially we don't know what the critical at-risk behaviours are. And we haven't really been looking at social media in order to answer that question. And I think that that is a really, really new thing that we can harness, and it will give us lots of new information.
Yeah. A radical change in the way,
yes,
that we all live our lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Giles?
I'd like to see us better model the human brain in a dish. And the reason why is because I study obesity. That's what I study. And obesity, as we'll talk about perhaps later, is a brain disease. It involves genes within the brain. And obviously, if we're trying to study it, at the moment we're using models, we can't legally get into a human brain while they're still alive, for obvious reasons. And so we need better technology in order to ask the questions in a human context.
And ask a Petri dish why it wants to get fat.
Exactly. We get Anna-Laura coming in and saying, why do you think you're getting fat?